Private equity firms planning to go public may not be able to take their favorable tax status with them. A bill introduced in the Senate yesterday would require private equity firms that go public to pay much higher tax rates. The legislation is a direct response to a rich IPO, or initial public offering, planned by the Blackstone Group. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The legislation proposed by Republican Charles Grassley and Democrat Max Baucus comes about a week before Wall Street's biggest public offering so far this year. Shares in Blackstone are expected to go for about $30 apiece. The firm has been tremendously successful in recent years, and demand is expected to be heavy. Colin Bladen follows private equity at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business. He says given the dollars involved, he isn't surprised Congress is weighing in.
I think really it was when they saw the numbers in the offering prospectus of just how much money they were making and how much value was going to be realized in this public offering.
Both of the firm's principals, Steve Schwartzman and Peter Peterson, stand to make billions in the IPO. Like most private equity firms, Blackstone is set up legally as a partnership. It pays taxes on much of its earnings at the capital gains rate, currently 15%. But the senators argue that because Blackstone is taking part of the company public, it should be taxed at the higher 35% corporate tax rate. Bladen says that might cause Blackstone to reconsider its IPO.
If this gets a lot of momentum and really does look like it's going somewhere, it makes you wonder whether they will choose to go forward.
But others doubt the bill will have that effect. Because Blackstone has already filed to go public, the measure, as it's currently written, would give it a 5-year exemption. Still, the higher tax rates might cause shares of the planned IPO to be priced lower, but the firm's two principals will still have a huge payday. John Coffey of the Columbia University Law School says other big private equity firms have been watching Blackstone closely and planning similar moves.
I don't think it will stop them. The fact that Steve Schwartzman, the CEO and founder of Blackstone, will have a net worth based simply on Blackstone of over $8 billion will not go unnoticed by the other private equity sponsors.
The bill's sponsors, Charles Grassley and Max Baucus, are Senate Finance Committee veterans. Coffey says he expects it to move forward.
I think there is some momentum behind this bill because nothing unites Republicans and Democrats as much as their desire to vote against tax shelters.
Blackstone is currently in a quiet period ahead of its scheduled IPO and hasn't commented on specifics of the Senate bill. At a speaking engagement this week, CEO Steve Schwartzman told reporters he wasn't sure what effect the bill would have on the firm's plan to sell shares to the public. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.